I'm going to just take us through a couple of ways of addressing the laundry aspect. You know, so for me, the laundry aspect, you know, that's what I call it. The laundry aspect is very much part of spiritual rebirth. Yeah. So whenever there's a spiritual rebirth, there comes a point where you could say that the insight is a bit of a depth charge. You know, it opens out aspects of our being which we haven't been conscious of before. And it's a familiar trope in Tri Ratna, you know, something's coming up. I've had things coming up. Well, things do come up, things that we've been holding, usually things that we've been holding in the body, in the soma, in contractions in the body. You know, we might suddenly find that we're getting angry when we weren't getting angry before. Yeah, or you know, we just can't leave those cakes alone. So we just notice certain things coming up, and when they do, they're going to be glaciers. They're going to be one of those. So we can actually kind of preemptively look into the very nature of glaciers and see literally what they're made of. Yeah. Now glaciers manifest as sanskaras. Sanskaras are habit patterns, basically. Yeah, so we've got habit patterns whereby we engage with life with in respect of the glaciers, or a sort of glacier way of acting, engaging with craving, aversion, jealousy, pride, whatever it may be. So we can take a practice which is called bringing the glaciers to the path. In a sense, if you're used to the notion that if a glacier happens, you have to just admit it, or counteract it, or confess it, and none of that is being denied. All of that applies to our practice as well. But at this point, we're going to see how we can bring the glaciers to the path, and this is a way of seeing the emptiness of the glaciers. A sanskara is literally something which we make up. That's more or less the, as I understand it, the etymology of the words. SAM means sort of bringing together. Kara means making. So we bring stuff together and make something of it. And what we make of it is what we call a negative emotion, just to use that generic term. Yeah. So we create negative emotions. As I said before, negative emotions are not intrinsic to our being. They're something which we develop. And for that reason, we can also see what they're made of and, so to speak, undevelop them, or see through them, see that they have no substantial existence. So the practice is the klesha bhavana. Yeah, so the cultivation, the deliberate cultivation of negative emotion. And that's what we're going to do. What that means is that, well, what I suggest is that you take a tendency in the craving or the aversion direction, which is not overpoweringly strong at the moment. Yeah, the one in the aversion direction, the one that I usually recommend, is irritation. Yeah, is there anything, or more likely anybody, who you find irritating? Now, maybe under the present circumstances, we've got plenty of opportunity. We won't just be irritated that we can't just go out and do what we like. And dare I say, if we're with other people, I'm with five other people. Steve's there, he's one of them. You can get, hi, Steve. We can get, irritated with other people. So, just allow that irritation is there. Think of something that, you can easily get irritated about. And it's a question of kind of working it up a bit. Actually, you have full permission to engage in prapancha. This is a once only chance. So, take the opportunity if you will, with both hands. Get irritated. The other one is, of course, craving, something that you desire. If there's something you would really, really like, particularly perhaps something that you haven't got at the moment, that might be a good direction to go in. So it could be either, but you need to choose one of them. In the traditional system, you'll do this for all five glaciers, as a practice. Yeah, so you know, you might start with craving, then aversion, then pride, then jealousy, and then ignorance. Yeah, so or ignorance in the form of ignoring, deliberately ignoring. But we'll just take either craving or aversion, you know, in the form of irritation or desire. Okay, if you find that it's getting a bit kind of, you know, if you feel your head's about to explode or you're about to sort of go into a rampage, come back into the soma, come back into the heart, come back into the metta, okay? But this will only work if you actually get a real sense of this negative emotion. So are you up for it? Good. So we'll just close your eyes. Just sit for a little while, just get a sense of your soma and being. And bear in mind that our objective in doing this is fundamentally compassion. So we're not about to cultivate a closure in order to become more embedded in it, but to actually see through it and see through the, or given in to the dukkha that it gives rise to. Okay, now just decide on your direction. Is it going to be towards desire or is it going to be towards aversion, irritation? And start up the prapancha. So you need to be willing just to, you probably go somewhere where you don't want to go at the moment. So let it develop. And as you do so, as you are thinking and imagining around it, notice what's going on in the soma in relation to it. So there'll come a point when it's going, it's up and running. And at that point, bring your awareness strongly and immediately into the body sensations alone. And just resist any tendency to go back into the prapancha. Just be in those body sensations. They're probably quite unpleasant, but just remain with them. Are those sensations craving? Do they crave? Or if it was aversion, are they irritated? Are the sensations irritated? So again, if the propancha starts up, just back very strongly into those sensations. Do the sensations crave, or do the sensations feel ill will? Keep with them. And as long as you don't get back into mental proliferation, notice what happens with the sensations that were very much part of that emotion.